Welcome to the Green Wisdom Health Show.
Minerals take up so much real estate that it's better to take that and the multi-minerals. And people say, well, I'm drinking a gallon of water or whatever per day, but I'm still dehydrated based on this, 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 and this. Well, you have to have electrolytes. You have to have the minerals in your body for it to attract and hold the H2O. So just because you're drinking it doesn't mean it's getting into the cell, which means that if it gets into the cell, it's going to wash out those metabolites and bring in more nutrition. So those mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cells, can work and create more energy.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of the Green Wisdom Health Show. I'm Janet Lewis.
And I'm Dr. Lewis.
And we appreciate you joining us today for another special edition of our show. Today's about being tired or not having enough energy, or both. Dr. Lewis is going to tell us why we're so tired and what we can do to have more energy. Aren't you, Dr. Lewis?
I'm going to give you all kinds of things to think about, and it doesn't matter what you think about, it's what you act upon. I like the word fat, faithful, available, and teachable. And, you know, in that manner, I get a lot of compliments from people that say, well, I like kind of like your spiritual attitude, your discerning spirit that you mentioned that. Actually, Stephanie in Nevada wrote me an email that made tears roll down my eyes. But, you know, the thing, if you're going to get well, you have to be a teachable spirit. Before we try to heal you, are you willing to give up the things that made you sick in the first place? And so, again, fat means faithful, available, and teachable. And, you know, Jen and I get lessons about that ourselves from time to time.
So things that make you tired. I mean, there's a lot of people that are at a desk job, so they don't get very much movement.
Right.
And then they have back problems, so they can't get very much movement.
Go to the chiropractor.
They're in chronic pain.
Go to the chiropractor. Take the good anti-inflammatory supplements. Quit eating the things that inflame you.
And they sit a lot. And they don't have much motivation. So how can we fix that there, Dr. Lewis?
Well, you know, you would think motivation comes first and then something else happens. You know, you can take action, because if you're not taking action, you're not going to get well. Sometimes motivation comes from getting rid of toxins, and sometimes motivation comes from having the nutrients so your happy hormones or neurotransmitters can go from your gut to your brain. Sometimes motivation comes from going through phase one and phase two detoxification of the liver, and that gets rid of enough toxins through the bile. And it's sometimes you have to do it even though you don't feel it. And I'm telling you, I don't care what your condition is, the GI tract is always part of it. Always part of it. Janet's grinning. So I guess that's enough to be said about that. But we, first of all, I'd like to thank each and every one of you. This business has grown like crazy. The podcasts are growing because you're reaching out to people and sharing. So thank you very much. I'll kind of elaborate on the reasons why I admire you for that at the end of the show. But and emails that encourage us, like I mentioned Stephanie before, she's an absolute sweetheart. And I've got a lot of others too that inspire me, like Kara, Brian down in Florida, Brian in Nashville.
Alan in Maine.
Oh, yeah. Alan, he's a sweetheart too. So, you know, fatigue, I think, and maybe I'm just reflecting on what's happening with Janet and me, I think it's the mental stress. It's been a tough 3 or 4 years based on some of the things that have been thrown at us. Sorry, put my filter on for
a
minute.
The economy is not as it should be.
Well, yeah, and the government and da-da-da-da-da. You know, you can love your country but think your government's an idiot. Oh, well, you'll be censored for that. But and it's about you have to understand that fatigue is always a mind-body connection, and the GI tract is a big part of that. And so sometimes it's not really possible to give one specific area to blame for this ever-increasing problem. And that's why it's best to hit it from the spiritual side, the mental side, certainly the nutritional side. Of course, I'm a chiropractor, and what's the gut have to do with musculoskeletal? It has everything to do with musculoskeletal. So does the thyroid. If the thyroid's not working right, neither is your musculoskeletal system.
So, you know, you talk about being fatigued. There are many people that tell you they get poor quality sleep, like it's not enough or it's very inconsistent. And there's some causes for that, that one, they're not eating correctly, like Dr. Lewis said.
People tell me every day, but I eat good. It's like, no, you don't. You can't be 5 foot, 305 pounds and lie to yourself. You can't eat good because good food, really, really good food doesn't exist. And yes, you can eat better. And that's what we encourage you to do. That's why I've got books. We finally put them on our website and so you can get them for free. And it'll tell you the top foods for certain nutrients. So we invite you to do that.
And then there's stress that you can't sleep because it seems like it, whatever didn't matter during the day, at night, it's time to figure it all out, whether you want to or not. So you're awake for hours trying to take care of that. And then suddenly, oh, you didn't get enough rest.
And sometimes your decisions have long-term good effects or bad effects. For example, antidepressants are very, very commonly used. But antidepressants during pregnancy increase the risk of autistic children by 87%. I'll scare you for that one. Hey, this is research. This is not my opinion because, you know, I read a lot of research. And, you know, there are so many physiological things that you have to think about. And this is for Jonathan in New Mexico that says, I need to dumb it down some. I love you, Jonathan. You're a sweetheart. Call us. We like talking to you. You know, some of these mechanisms in fatigue or inflammation, oxidation, glycosylation, and mitochondrial dysfunction. Remember the mitochondria, there's hundreds of them in each cell in your body, and they are the little engine that creates energy. And then you get CFS, which does not stand for chicken fried steak. And if you're eating chicken fried steak, it's fried in seed oils. Seed oils are incredibly terrible for us. And it took a lot of propaganda to get people to think that canola oil is good and butter is bad, which really the truth is the opposite of that. So, and people that have chronic fatigue, many times they have a multiple chemical sensitivity, which goes back to, well, we have to speed up your body's ability to detox. And it goes back to the phase 1 and phase 2. I'm not going to go into that because we did that on another podcast. And it can be air. People say, well, I don't smell it. It don't matter. You hadn't got enough zinc. You can't smell anyway, and your taste is bad, and then you're more prone to get the booger bear diseases that are going around because you need zinc, amongst other things, for good immune system. There's just so much, and it's, you know, the air pollution is, you know, a big deal, and that has to do with lung quality. You know, we don't exercise enough to take deep breaths. Air pollution's linked to respiratory disease, you know, asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and lung cancer, and cardiovascular disease. You know, we made that link with Freon and my incident. I didn't have a heart attack. I had an incident. But it's the air pollution's linked to heart failure and stroke, too, and diabetes, obesity, cognitive decline, neurodevelopmental problems, neurodegenerative problems, which means if you're stressed, anxious, or depressed, you know, that's part of it. So you have to go beyond how you feel. And we all want to feel good. That's a big goal. But sometimes you just have to do the right things, even if you don't feel it, so that you can feel it later. And the B vitamins are critical for our brain, which gives us the signals to have energy in itself.
What about staying up late? That seems to interfere with people's sleep.
Yeah, that's really true. It's better to have a good routine, you know, 7-8 hours of sleep. And some people will vary. Some people actually need 9. One of the questions on our health survey is, and this is usually the answer I get, well, I sleep plenty of hours, but I feel like I need just a little bit more to feel rested. So you need a little help there. You need a routine, and it's really better if you're in a cold, dark, quiet room and stay away from the screen you know, your phone. You know, I was up in the middle of the night one time, you know, watching Facebook, and asked a friend of mine, another chiropractor, what are you doing up this time of the morning? 3 o'clock, I think it was. He said, well, I had to go to the bathroom and thought I'd check. What are you doing up? I said, same thing you're doing. So we need to stay away from that. It's kind of hard. You know, we've gotten hooked on our phones and we've gotten hooked on information and what's next. It's kind of like a man with a remote control. We don't want to know what's on. We want to know what else is on. So you got to get unhooked from some of those things.
Well, what about cortisol levels? Doesn't that have to do with sleep patterns?
Yeah, big time. We can do a test that, you know, does a 24-hour cortisol. And I personally think the one we routinely do in our lab is enough for most people. And yeah, what happens is you get stressed and cortisol, you know, your adrenal glands put out cortisol amongst many other things, but, and it goes high and then your adrenal glands get tired. And that's when you need a lot of the good B vitamins, especially the panathenic B complex. I'll talk about that in a minute, I guess. But if you don't calm them down and give them a reason that, or stress adapt would be really good too. Then they kind of get tired and go into adrenal fatigue, and then the cortisol drops below optimal. If it drops down to 6 or 7, it's like you could be in deep trouble, and it takes a long time to heal that. And that's why I tell people to be more regular about what you take, which I'm real regular because Janet puts them in a little pack for me, and it's made me be more consistent.
Well, that also shows on your lab work as well, right? The cortisol numbers.
Yeah. And I think that's enough. But if it doesn't seem to be enough, we can do other panels, the neural adrenal panel, which it's very useful. I just try not to overtest. But we do have that available, and it's been very popular, what it reveals, so that if we know where we are, then we know how to plan to where we're going.
And then there's certain medications or supplements that can keep you awake at night as well, correct?
Yeah, some of the B vitamins are actually excitatory and some are calming. And that's why the B, panathenic B complex, for example, that's usually, I usually give that to people in the afternoon. And just for a good example, I have this really nice preacher. He just never judges anybody. He's wonderful. And he says, God, I hope you never get rid of that stuff. He said, I can get in front of my pulpit and not be nervous. I said, really? You're nervous? And he said, yeah, unless I take this panathenic B. And he said, it's the peace of God in a bottle. I said, well, if you'll let me in your pulpit, I'll make them give you a raise, which I actually did for another bishop here. He needed a raise, and I got it by being in his pulpit. But the B vitamins, the panathenic B, as Pastor Rusty says, and he's been on our podcast too, talking about don't fear. And he said it's the peace of God in the bottle.
So, you know, one way to tell if your medications or supplements are keeping you awake, especially medications. You don't really hear that with supplements.
Not usually.
It's more like you can't go to sleep if it's a supplement, I think. The medications, they seem to wake people up between 1 and 3 in the morning.
Yeah, because we studied in China, and that was a good thing. You know, the traditional Chinese medicine, look at that as the liver meridian. And if you're waking up consistently there, you need to look into liver support, which goes back to the phase 1, phase 2 detoxification pathways that I talked about on another podcast. It's very important. But these B vitamins are incredibly important for cardiovascular and mental health, a healthy nervous system, regulating gene expression and proper energy metabolism. Because remember I said regulating gene expression. People say, well, you know, I've got the BRCA gene or this gene or the 5-MTHFR, you know, 677 new gene. I said, well, I've got those two, not the BRCA, but I've got the MTHFR. But you can regulate genetic expression, and you have to do it with the proper nutrients, B vitamins being one of them, and probiotics. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to get what that broken gene if it expresses itself, but you can delay it. I've seen it delayed 20 and 30 years, the expression of that gene. So what's an extra 20 or 30 years of healthy life worth? Because I'll look in every one of your eyes and tell you, you're very, very important to many people. You don't even know that you're important. And I think it's your duty to be as healthy as you can possibly be.
What about pain and chronic pain? I know that's one that keeps people up at night. You know, is there something they can do about that to make sure they sleep through the night?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of possibilities. You know, the anti-inflammatory supplements and, you know, quit eating the inflammatory foods. You know, we have a very simple test that tests the immunoglobulin response to different foods. And I've had people say, no, it can't be that. I eat good because I'm carnivore. It's like, well, I could be carnivore too, but chicken and shrimp just light me up. I can't do it, especially if I do them together. It's like, it hurts. My joints hurt. And for other people, it's the oxalates and the lectins and, you know, the gluten is problematic. So it can be any of these things. And, you know, you can do two things. You can test, and spend all your money testing. I like to test a little bit so we know what we're doing, but I'd rather spend your time, energy, and effort on treating it, because let's cut this down and put it in a nutshell. Causes of fatigue is called dead tired, and that D is for depression, E is for environment, A is anxiety, anemia, and asthma, D is diabetes, and that's the sugars and simple carbohydrates. Then T is for thyroid and tumors, I is for infections, and sometimes you have long-term chronic infections. You know, our MDs do a really good job with that. R is for rheumatologic or arthritis. E is for endocarditis or heart inflammation. And D is for drugs, which Janet, you know, mentioned. And this is research out of Journal of Family Practice Recertification. So food allergies can trigger a leaky gut. And even if you're carnivore, it can still be some of the meat that you're eating. And that's why we love our IG Arabino or any of the SBIs. You know, we have different gut healing products. It's very, very important that you do that on a regular basis. And, you know, Janet, you know, she does a drink for me every morning. And it makes my guts much, much healthier and happier. And I like that. That's not the only way we have arabinogalactin, but it's a soluble fiber that's a prebiotic. And don't worry about it being a prebiotic, because it's also an immune system stimulator. And it helps with muscle performance. It helps with recovery. It creates, the immunoglobulins create a passive immunity in the intestinal tract itself. It helps increase your immunoglobulins and helps maintain a healthy balance of bacteria. Those probiotics, and some of them are way, way, way better than others, let them do the work. It's a lot easier that way. And learn to brew your own kombucha, which Big John taught me how. Thank you, Big John. So yeah, that's a really, really good product. Any of the IG products, it makes a huge, huge difference if you take it versus not take it.
Some people go to bed and have like acid reflux or GERD or digestive disorders, mm-hmm. and they can't go to sleep because of that. So
don't let that go.
What does that become?
Well, it becomes a scar tissue, Barrett's esophagus, which is much more prone to turn into throat cancer. Don't let it go. I never listened to my medical doctor or my dentist, and you know, it's caused some problems since then. Although, if you find out what you're allergic to, which is usually wheat and other grains and dairy in some cases, and don't do that, and don't eat late at night. Jen and I eat very, very light at night. And that helps a lot. And we do have certain things, especially the digestive enzymes, the digestive essentials.
And GastroSoothe.
GastroSoothe is kicking butt and taking names. It's amazing. People are like, really? I'm fixed. I said, well, don't buy another jar of it, because most of the time it helps, you know, within one bottle of it. And sometimes people have to do it a little bit longer. But, you know, find out what your trigger is and quit it. People say, but I eat whole wheat. I said, you've traded cyanide for arsenic. You're killing yourself in a slightly healthier way. Get off of wheat. Wheat is not what it was 10,000 years ago. Don't do it.
If you think you're getting great sleep and you really don't know, get you a Sleep Number bed. It'll tell you if you've done well or...
It'll lie to you.
Yeah, it makes you feel great about yourself.
Or not.
Or not, yeah. It actually does tell you
how Janet sleeping. Likes the gadgets, and I think they're an idiot, but that's me.
That's why there's podcasts, because Janet likes the gadgets. So.
Yes, ma'am. Point taken. Thank you.
Okay. There's also reasons that people could be tired because of anemia, right? Like feeling like you're always tired no matter how much you sleep.
That's why we check ferritin or stored iron on the lab. That's a routine thing, which most people said, well, they've never checked that. They just look at my hemoglobin and hematocrit. I said, well, that's a valid way to look at it. It's just not nearly specific enough, and it's more of a general thing. So let's find out what your ferritin is. Do you have enough stored iron to carry the oxygen in your blood?
Yeah, because we've had people that think they're not anemic because of that basic lab panel that they all run. And then they'll run the ferritin, and they actually are either too low or sometimes they're too high.
Yeah, it causes thick blood. You know, you don't want to be pumping 90 weight with your oil pump, meaning your heart. You want to pump. I'm pumping 15 weight, which is thin blood. And I do that on purpose to give my heart a little bit less work to do.
And there's also some other signs that you may be anemic is like weak bones and muscles. And you're not able to concentrate.
Sorry.
In extreme cases, you may have tiredness or fainting, shortness of breath, a heart attack.
Oh.
Spleen dysfunction, digestive issues, or yellowing skin.
I thought that was going to be a good show, a really good show, until she starts getting personal there. you know, some of the remedies for adrenal and chronic fatigue, and I'm kind of backtracking a little bit. You change your diet, you avoid caffeine, which I'm not going to do. Caffeine's my favorite drug, but I know when to quit during the day. Excess sugar and carbohydrates. You know, fructose is the real major reason that we have an epidemic of obesity and diabetes in this country. And it does really help if you go exercise when you do fructose, even fructose in fruit. That's not as harmful as the high fructose corn syrup in the soft drinks, or everything's a Coke here in Texas or down south, but you don't feel like exercising, and it makes it easier on you, but don't think that's going to take care of it. So get away from fructose, and fructose is usually full of mercury. You know, we've covered that too many times. You can do adaptogenic herbs. You know, that's really good. That's in our stress adapt. It's really, really good. But with this, like ashwagandha, you need the omega-3 fish oil, and we make sure we get the best of the best.
Oh. And just a word, you know, if you're listening to this currently, if you come in on this podcast like months later, don't just disregard this. But right now, our fish oil is not in stock. And people are like, why? Because it's available in other places, not ours. But
what's the difference in quality that they won't encapsulate ours because it doesn't come up to standard of what it needs with the EPA and DHAs? And it may have bad things in it, and that's why, as Casey said the other day, you know, it's fished off the Chilean coast, but they make sure it's the best of the best of the best. They want to encapsulate it, so.
Right, which is actually a plus, because they're not serving you up a piece of poison to go in your...
Yeah, which is part of the chronic thing, yeah. And The proper fish oil is very, very anti-inflammatory, although chemically it takes at least 2 weeks for those chemical processes to begin to occur. And so don't take it a day and say, well, it's not working. It's like, well, it takes 2 weeks minimum for it to work. It's very important to do it. And they only back order it usually shortly. They're better than all these other companies that, well, some of them put in bad stuff, and some of them just back ordered the heck out of it because they didn't plan for this so-called supply chain issues.
Well, and on that same note, many of you are on our personalized AM PM packs. Those have been a huge hit.
phenomenal success.
Yes. And if you'd like to change your bottle you're taking every day over to PillPax, get in contact with us because we're working on trying to talk to everybody and move that. It's easier and more cost effective for them.
Well, we figured that out. That was good when we'd put one person on it and then their spouse would come in and say, I want you to give me what my spouse got. Oh, I want you to give what you gave my neighbor. I like these PillPax. And it's like it was just a flood down here of people that bring in their basket full of supplements.
Yeah.
And they were thrilled at it, but they liked the PillPax way, way, way better.
And that being said, there are instances where sometimes what's in your pack that Dr. Lewis made may be on back order, a product in it.
It's not often, but it does happen.
Yes. And people are like, what do I do? Well, there's not really anything you can do or we can do either until it comes back in. So what they do is just deduct it out of the pack, including the price for that.
But if you're
charged.
But if you're dealing with us, you're on other anti-inflammatory nutrients.
Right. So missing it for a month, are you going to say that's a fine thing or do they need to try to compensate that somehow?
No, just kind of stay the course because other anti-inflammatory things is the B vitamins, and that's from Journal of Neurology, minerals, which is in our
minerals I wanted you to talk about because that's got to do with dehydration for people not having energy too, right?
Yeah, the reason I hesitate is because, you know, we have a lot of good minerals in the active mega multi, but they take up, minerals take up so much real estate that it's better to take that and the multi-minerals. And people say, well, I'm drinking a gallon of water or whatever per day, but I'm still dehydrated based on this, 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 and this. Well, you have to have, you hear the term electrolytes, you have to have the minerals in your body for it to attract and hold the H2O. So just because you're drinking it doesn't mean it's getting into the cell, which means it, if it gets into the cell, it's going to wash out those metabolites and bring in more nutrition. So those mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cells, can work and create more energy.
Yeah, and we have some people that have horrible IBS, so they're getting rid of everything faster than they're putting it back.
And that's why I talked about the GI stuff. It's always a good idea because we all have GI issues, some to different degrees, because of the glyphosate in our food, you know, blast little holes in our GI tract. And glyphosate's not the only chemical out there. There's about 85,000 of them that we have to deal with. So you got to work on your gut, no matter whether you're talking about energy or whether you're talking about cognitive function, you know, whether you're talking about your hair falling out and your nails are thin. I had a lady says, look at my nails. They're thicker than they've ever been. I said, yeah, and you're not even taking hair, skin, and nails. It's because we fixed that. But other things in nutrition, you know, the minerals, that comes from Journal of American Dietary Association. The amino acids, well, that's why you need digestive enzymes so that it can break down the protein that you eat. CoQ10 is a really good one. The essential fatty acids, which is the fish oil, malic acid with magnesium. And that's part of our Mag Ultra, is the magnesium malate.
And drink water. We have a lot of people that won't drink water, or they tell us they drink tea. And it's like the tea is
kind of not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not water.
And you know, it doesn't count if you put water with your scotch. So, you know, don't go there.
It's supposed to be half of your body weight in ounces of water.
Like if you're like Janet, you weigh 120, she needs 60 ounces of water.
Yeah.
Ish.
Good analogy. I like that.
Well, I said one time, well, she's 5'4", weighs 132. She said, I am not that fat. Okay, you weigh 120. I don't even know what I weigh, but, you know, to the people listening, again, thank you for sharing because that has been obviously a big thing. And you have the power to make a huge contribution to this world. You really, really do. But you have to change yourself and then be a good example for your neighbor, your relatives. And if you have the energy, well, your smile can light up the room. But if you have the energy, it's a little easier to do that. Keep in mind your thoughts and actions can make you fail, but conversely, they can make you succeed. You just have to do it in a positive manner.
And if Dr. Lewis has mentioned some of these things like cortisol or iron, and you don't know what yours is, and your doctor doesn't run those panels, please go to our website at greenwisdomhealth.com. You'll see our lab panels on there. The The panels he talked about today are in our very low-cost lab. That's one of our core panels. I think it's a comprehensive panel. And you'll know more about yourself than probably you've ever been told if you just do that one. But we appreciate you listening to our show. And we hope you're here next time on the Green Wisdom Health Show. And like Dr. Lewis said, please share us. And are you got a Dr. Lewis-ism or did we-ism already?
I-ism all day long. But, you know, again, I've been called Pollyanna more than once. And it wasn't necessarily meant as a compliment. But there's not enough room in your mind for both worry and faith. You know, you have to decide which one lives there. And then on the other note, here's my Stephenism. I know right from wrong. Wrong is the fun one. But don't worry, because it's betting against yourself. You can have better health. You can have more happiness. You can have more energy. You can be an inspiration to those around you. So, you know, let's get busy and make it a better and better world. Thank you.
And we'll be here next time on the Green Wisdom Health Show. Have a blessed week.